when it was put in place, I don't think they envisaged the amount of cases and the complexity of cases coming forward would be of this level. And I don't think, you know, maybe in, especially in terms of the sentencing, I think we now need to put in place a structure of different levels. And yeah, like you said, I mean, for anybody, if you're convicted of a crime, you know, there's implications in terms of work. You'll obviously lose the job. But beyond that, we don't have any control over what else happens. We wouldn't if he was in private business or anything else. So, you know, there are things that I suppose victims are always faced with, you know, the unfairness of it all, in terms of what they went through compared to what the person committing the crime is going to go through. So at the end of the day, I do think, you know, we've probably got enough cases now that we can begin to look at what is actually happening within the courts and what we need to do to make this easier for victims to come forward, easier and clearer for judges in terms of sentencing, because they are tied at the end of the day to whatever they've done in law. And then also clearer for Gardaí, so they know what they need to do and maybe how they can make even collating the evidence a bit of an easier process for victims, a bit more victim friendly and a bit more victim focused. And then that the DPP has a clearer way of saying, yeah, that's enough evidence. So I think we probably do need to do a review at this stage.